WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program, a wet day on the program because the rain is coming down and the temperature isn't so bad, about 47 degrees, but you better have an umbrella or a hat if you're walking out the door because it is coming down and is expected to keep coming down for a while here. Although, I guess the likelihood of rain diminishes over the course of the day, but it's still going to be damp out there. It's also tax day. So if you haven't done your taxes yet, you better get started. Go ahead. I'll wait. Are you done? All right. Well, I'll keep doing the show. You can keep doing your taxes, but yeah, it's tax day. So you got to get it done or file for an extension. One of the two. I have a friend who every year she has to file for an extension. Every year. She's never ready on tax day. And I don't get it. Maybe that's different now because she's retired. So maybe since she retired, it's a lot easier. But every year she would say, oh, no, I didn't get everything together. And I'm like, but you only work one job. But her job required a lot of travel, required a lot of expenses. So there was a lot of, you know, paperwork involved in doing her taxes. And I said, I just don't understand, you know, the money that you make. She's a lawyer. The money that you make, why don't you pay someone? Pay someone to do your taxes for you. I don't know. She insisted on doing it herself and was never ready by tax day. It was like it snuck up on her every year, which I can appreciate because I usually wait till the last minute to do mine. But mine takes me about a half an hour. So the folks out there who have been entering to win our Money Talks contest, maybe they've won $1,000 and they're not so worried about their taxes. Maybe they said, I will pay somebody else to do it. Or maybe they said, I don't have to worry about paying my tax bill now. But we'll have your first code coming up at 8 o'clock. Just keep listening throughout the course of the day, every hour. Your chance to win $1,000 with Money Talks, brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. And, of course, we're still giving away Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone tickets. You can enter to win those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We'll be giving those away by drawing all week long. Just enter your name and your information there, and you could be a lucky winner. And then on Friday, we're going to do our Come to My Window contest, although I don't know. I haven't heard from a lot of people that say they're coming down on Friday. So that means if you really want to go to the show and you could be the one person that comes down on Friday and ends up getting the ticket. So start thinking about what you're going to do when you come down to the window. You know what I haven't done is I haven't looked to see what the weather is going to be like on Friday. But the response I've gotten from people so far about the radio swap meet idea, I got a bunch of people who said they plan on bringing some stuff down. So Friday is going to be, it'll be a little cloudy, but it should be okay in the morning. Not going to rain. But yeah, some folks have told me they're interested in coming down for the radio swap meet. And I said, just remember, whatever you bring down, you've got to bring back. So if you show up with a couch, don't think you're leaving the couch in the parking lot when the show is over. I'll have to have an intern here to write down everybody's license plate numbers and what they bring so that they don't leave anything behind. So there's a bunch of stuff that we can talk about. I believe we're going to have a guest joining us later on this morning. I've been working out trying to get an interview with someone. And I don't know, they kind of didn't officially confirm. So we could have a guest joining us later. I'll see if I can get a confirmation before 8 o'clock. But I've been wanting to talk about the 250th ride of Paul Revere, which is coming up in just a couple of days. On the 18th. And so they're having a reenactment of that ride from the Old North Church. So someone from the Old North Church is going to join us, if not today, sometime this week, so that we can talk about those festivities and talk about Paul Revere's ride and the impact that it had on the American Revolution. And as I expressed to the folks at the Old North Church, you know, Paul Revere has a connection to New Bedford, of course. Revere Copper and Brass, that was the company started by Paul Revere. That's why he was on the neon sign. The neon sign that still is symbolic of New Bedford to a lot of people, even though it's now in the hands of a private collector. I know Solstice Downtown sells t-shirts with the Paul Revere neon sign on it. I know the Wailing City Tattoo Company offers a tattoo design of the Paul Revere neon sign. If you want to have that tattooed on your body, I almost did. They had two designs. I was like, nothing is more New Bedford, you know, now that I'm a New Bedford resident. Figure, why not show it off to the world? They have the Paul Revere one, and they have the Busty Seagull statue, Cinderella Seagull. And I said, well, I should get both of those, because you go somewhere and you take your shirt off, you got to explain to people what those were all about. And it's a cool story associated with it, but I didn't end up doing either. But that's a connection to Paul Revere that we share here, and that I think people will certainly be interested in knowing more about that ride and the reenactment and how they can go out and see it. There's going to be a lot of different events coming up, as this is the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the Revolution. I saw that the Lexington Observation is going to feature Rachel Dratch, the former SNL cast member who is a Lexington native. Because when I first saw it, I was like, why Rachel Dratch? Like, she doesn't seem solemn enough to do that. And then I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. She's from that area. And then sure enough, she's from Lexington itself. So it makes total sense. But I'm sure, you know, some of you are like me. You're history nerds. You'd love to get out there for this stuff. I've always wanted to go out to Lexington and Concord, but it's usually weekdays and I've got to be here. And I am fortunate enough to get into places from colonial era history all the time for the paranormal work that I do, and to be able to get into places like, you know, the Fearing Tavern in Wareham, the Wayside Inn, even some people's personal homes that go back to the first period, or at least back to the American Revolution. It's always a special privilege. And we should be proud that we can still do that around here, because, you know, there's other parts of the country where their history only goes back 150 years and they don't have buildings anymore from that time period. We've been able to preserve a lot of that history, and we should be proud of that. We should do more for it. Unfortunately, there are people who have no reverence for history and would have no problem bulldozing a 400-year-old building to build a Walmart. And I get it. You can't preserve everything, because then eventually you have no room for progress and for growth. But if something's lasted this long, we kind of owe it to keep it around. And it's been kept around this long for a reason. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. On the website and on the app, you'll find a story that I wrote yesterday about a historic home for sale that's not quite as far back as the American Revolution, about 100 years later, but still 1875 is nothing to sneeze at, and neither is a 9-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom mansion. That being the S.K. Pierce Mansion in Gardner, Massachusetts, and it's on the market for $1.2 million, and people have asked me, they say, Tim, you've been there. What's wrong with this place that, you know, at a time when a small house in Westport is going for $1 million? Why is it that this 9-room, 3-story Victorian mansion with space, 7,000 square feet of space, why is that only going for $1.2 million? What's wrong with it? And, well, the easy answer to that question is it's super haunted. So that's part of it. But it's also zoned for commercial, so it's a business venture, too. You could have it as an Airbnb or a bed and breakfast or run paranormal tours, as they've been doing for years there. So why is it $1.2 million? Well, a couple of reasons. One, it's on a small footprint of land. Like, literally all the land you have is the footprint of the house and a driveway. There's really no yard. And the neighbor behind it is kind of a jerk. So, like, that doesn't help. There's a college bar across the street. It's not a great area for traffic. And also, it's in Gardner, Massachusetts, which is literally the middle of nowhere. Sorry to all my friends out there in Gardner and Winchendon and all, but you're in the middle of nowhere out there. You got to pack the kids up for a day trip to the mall. So those are some of the factors of, I think, why the price is so low. And running it as a business is not an easy task because you're far away from where people would travel to. So you're far away from airports. And we did an event there years ago where a woman came from Minnesota to go to this event, and she flew into Logan Airport and had to take a cab from Logan to Gardner. And it was like a $200 cab ride. She was asking if anybody could give her a ride back to the airport the next day because she wanted to try to avoid paying a $200 cab ride. She had no idea it was going to be that much to get out there. So anyway, we can talk some more about that. I'll give you some of the history of the place, some of my paranormal experiences there, but you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you've thought, if you're somebody that said, gee, these ghost people will shell out money to come and investigate these places, I mean, I can tell you, I've probably brought $10,000 in revenue to that place over the years with just a couple of events that I've done there. And if you did that every weekend on a consistent basis, I actually got the offer when the new owner, well, the current owners purchased it. So the previous owner called me when he first put it on the market and offered it to me for $315,000. And it was a total dump back then. And I don't think they'll mind me saying that. They bought it with the intention of restoring it, but then the activity got to be so much they had to leave. So they never got the restoration done that they wanted to do. So they ended up selling it. They asked me if I wanted to buy it. I was in no position to buy a house. And certainly I wasn't going to buy it in Gardner, which is hours away from my job. And my son was little, and that's hours away from our childcare and everything. So I was like, nah, I'm good. Plus, there's no way I could have talked my wife at the time into it. Then when the new owners took it over, they offered me the chance to live there as the caretaker, because they wanted to run it as a bed and breakfast. And at the time, the rules required that to be a live-in caretaker. And they have a great, they had a great caretaker who just retired from there, who was fantastic, but she didn't, I guess she didn't want to live in the house. So they needed somebody that could be on site. And so they said, we'll give you the entire third floor as your apartment and we'll rent out the rest of the place and we'll pay all your bills and you won't have any rent and we're not going to pay you, but you won't have any bills. Heat, hot water, cable, all of that included. And I love the idea, but at the time, you know, it didn't fit my family. So I had a couple of chances to live there, but I'm kind of glad that I don't because I've had some pretty freaky experiences there. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments.
An all-female space crew back on the ground, an earthquake in California, and the most desirable neighborhood in America.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The San Diego Zoo has released video showing a group of five elephants forming an alert circle during Monday's 5.2 earthquake. The elephants at the Safari Park, located near Escondido, formed a circle designed to protect the herd and younger elephants during the shaking. The zoo says all five elephants are safe and back to their normal routines. The trial of the so-called Doomsday Mom is entering its second week in Arizona. Lori Vallow, Daybell, accused of conspiring to kill her fourth husband in 2019, with the help of her brother. Yesterday, prosecutors played phone calls that she made to the insurance company to claim the death policy.
Was it a homicide? No, it was an accident. An accident, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vallow Daybell is representing herself in the case. She was found guilty in Idaho in 2023 of murdering her two young children and conspiring to murder husband Chad Daybell's first wife. An all-female crew back on the ground after taking a rocket to the edge of space. Katy Perry and Gayle King among six notables on board the Blue Origin flight. They were joined by Jeff Bezos' fiance and former journalist Lauren Sanchez, former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowie, and research scientist Amanda Nguyen, as well as movie producer Carrie-Anne Flynn. A former NCAA Woman of the Year is among six people killed in a plane crash in New York on Saturday.
The NTSB said the crash investigation is in its early stages.
It's important that the public have trust in the investigative process and that we've not only ruled in, but ruled out everything that could have been a contributing factor.
Former MIT soccer player and 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year Corinna Groff died in the crash, along with Groff's boyfriend, her father, mother, brother, and her brother's partner. The plane carrying the victims took off from White Plains and crashed near the Massachusetts border. I'm Lisa Taylor.
New York's Mayor Eric Adams visited the Dominican Republic yesterday to pay his respects for those who died during last week's nightclub roof collapse. Jonathan O'Halloran reports.
Mayor Adams visiting the site of the tragedy, flanked by members of his staff and Dominican officials, offering his support to the victims' families.
Your brother from America is here to be with you during this time. During crises and tragedies, families pray, families lift each other up, families hug each other. My visit today is my hug.
It comes as New York City's large Dominican population remains in mourning following the April 7th incident. Governor Hochul also in the city Monday, delivering remarks at a vigil in the Bronx for the victims.
Former President Joe Biden set to make his first public appearance since leaving the White House. He'll be speaking at a conference tonight in Chicago. The 82-year-old Biden is one of the keynote speakers at the Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled Conference. This is Biden's first visit to Chicago since he spoke at the Democratic National Convention last August. A Brooklyn, New York neighborhood is the most in demand in the country. Redfin puts the Prospect Heights and Clinton Hill area on the top of its 2025 list of hot neighborhoods following a 105% spike in home sales from a year ago. Rounding up the top three hottest neighborhoods, Jenison, Michigan, and Captain Hills and St. Charles in Illinois.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox crushed by the Tampa Bay Rays last night, 16-1. Those two teams are back together tonight at 7. Bruins take on the Devils tonight at 7 o'clock. Major League Baseball, once again, honoring the legacy of Jackie Robinson. Today is Jackie Robinson Day, marking the anniversary of the day he broke baseball's color barrier. Robinson debuted with the Brooklyn Dodgers April 15th, 1947. To honor the Hall of Famer, all players will wear his iconic number 42 in Dodger blue. Players, managers, coaches, and umpires will also wear a special 42 patch on the side of their caps. MLB established Jackie Robinson Day in 2004.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We are looking at more, not just clouds, but showers around as well this morning. Temperature is at least mild for this time of year. We're in the mid and upper 40s to start the day. And later today, we'll be in the upper 50s and low 60s across the South Coast. Not bad, not bad at all. But we do stay relatively cloudy in the afternoon, and showers and pockets of heavy rain come back as we move into the evening. So your commute home might be a touch soggy as well. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. If you haven't downloaded the app already, you should probably do so, because that's going to be your gateway into the easiest way to enter in the cash codes when you hear them here on WBSM, your Money Talks codes. Money Talks, of course, brought to you by Long Moving and Storage, but thanks to South Coast Towing for making the WBSM app free for everybody. To give you that easy opportunity to enter that and all of our contests, as well as getting breaking news alerts, as well as getting live traffic and weather. So you can just open that up and know what the weather's going to be before you step out the door. You don't have to wait for me or Christina Schallhoop to tell you. Or, you know, Bill Guile. Or Kelly Bates, could be any of them, but you know, you don't have to wait for any of them. You can just get the live weather right there on your phone. Plus, everything to do with WBSM podcasts, streaming audio, it's all free. It's all brought to you by South Coast Towing. So get that from your app store, or if you don't like using the app store, some people don't, they don't want to have to put in a credit card, even though our app doesn't cost you anything. They don't like putting it into the store in general. You can go right to WBSM.com, click on the Listen tab, and download the app from there. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter? Get all of our content delivered right to your inbox every day. And I've been hearing from people who say, you know, I like the fact that you send out a daily newsletter where you kind of give us all of the stories of the day, but I wouldn't mind if you sent out another one earlier in the day that had some of the morning content. So maybe we'll start doing that. But here's the thing. If you've signed up for your WBSM email, which you can do at WBSM.com or even through the app, but if you've signed up for the newsletter and you haven't received one, check your junk folder. Because it may very well be going to your junk folder. I couldn't figure out why I wasn't getting it at my email. And then I was like, well, let me check the junk folder. And there it was. Because some email clients just do that with mailing lists, with newsletters. They just ship it over into your junk folder. But you want to go in there and click it and say, deliver to inbox. I want to read this every day, because we round up all of our great content right there for you in one easy shot. And what I like about the newsletter is at the end of the day, if I want to read some of the stuff that I've missed, because, you know, I'm so busy doing other things, I don't get to see all of the content that we have on the site. So I'll just scroll through and say, oh, didn't read that yet. Oh, didn't read that yet. And be able to have it all right there in front of me. So sign up for that at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app and get that delivered to your inbox every day, even on the weekends. And we've been having some discussions about maybe even having some special contests in the newsletter. So your chance to win maybe some tickets, maybe some Seize the Deal certificates, but you're not going to know about it unless you have the newsletter delivered to your inbox. So I guess, am I the only one that cares about the fact that the ground round is coming back at the end of the month? Am I the only one that cares? I don't think so. I've seen a lot of comments online. I've written a couple of articles. Barry wrote an article, and those got some pretty good traction. I think people care. I don't know how much people are going to drive an hour and a half from New Bedford to go to it, but I think people are interested in seeing what happens, seeing if this becomes, you know, a franchise again, a chain again. And I think the new owners are just trying to open the one in Shrewsbury and say, yeah, let's just get this place open and see what happens. But folks are already clamoring for one to come back. And by the way, another ground round traditional favorite popped into my head. So there used to be one in the Prudential building in Boston. And every year for New Year's Eve, for, I don't know, probably about 5 or 6 years, my family had a tradition of we would all get in the car and go to Boston. We would park near the Prudential building. We would go into the Prudential building to the ground round and have dinner. And we always, you know, we kind of fancied it up a little bit. My dad would let us all have Shirley Temples. I think my mom might have had the adult version, but the rest of us all had Shirley Temples. And we could get whatever we wanted for dinner. And I forgot about what I would get for dinner whenever I went to the ground round in those later years. The taco salad. It was the first time I ever had a taco salad. And it was served in that crispy tortilla shell bowl where you could break the tortilla up and add it into the salad. And I had totally forgotten about that. But that was like my go-to there for a number of years. And then we would go from the ground round. We would walk across the city over to like the aquarium area and watch the fireworks. And then we would take the tea back to get in our car and go home. So great memories. But unfortunately, that's not where the ground round is coming back. It's coming back in Shrewsbury. So, but one of the questions was, will they have Bingo the Clown? We think we got an answer to the question about the cartoons, because one of the photos they posted, they had TVs on the wall showing old cartoons. Now, that's not the same as having them on the wall with a projector, but whatever, it's 2025. And you'll probably get a better variety of things on a, you know, Fire Stick or on a a flash drive than you will on a projector anyway. It'll probably be a better picture, better quality picture. And you can have multiple TVs throughout the restaurant instead of everybody trying to stare at one screen. But the other question was whether or not they would have Bingo the Clown. And for those of you who suffer from coulrophobia, the fear of clowns, you don't have to worry. Because Bingo the Clown is retired, according to Ground Round. But they have a new mascot called the Ground Round Hound. That's what they've currently named him, but they're looking to give him an actual name. And you can enter on the Ground Round Facebook page. It's linked up in the story. at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And if you're the winner, you get a $50 gift certificate to the Ground Round. And there's been a number of great names that people have suggested, you know, real inside stuff that connects to Ground Round and its history. But I think one of the obvious names is people said, how about bingo? And I thought that was great, except for, you know, people might not realize the connection to the clown. And they might say, well, you just named a dog the most generic dog name there is. Why not just call him Spot or Fido? So maybe you've got something more creative. You can enter it at the Ground Round Facebook page, which again is linked up in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I'm still considering going out there for this opening day, for the first day that they're back in business. I don't know, though. I kind of want a taco salad now or a French dip sandwich. I want to eat some popcorn while I'm watching cartoons, I guess, on the TV. And years later, I stumbled upon at Walmart by the register. They had DVDs for $1 that had like 2 hours of classic cartoons on each DVD. And there was 30 different volumes, I believe. And I bought them all. Over the course of a couple of months, I was able to locate them all at different Walmarts, and I got all of them. And so I had this collection of 30 DVDs of these classic cartoons. And they were the kind of stuff you would watch at Ground Round because they had to show stuff that was not copyrighted. So stuff that was in the public domain was what they could show. If they showed a copyrighted cartoon, they would have to pay for the rights to put it on the screen. So they just had public domain cartoons. Now you can go on websites and just download public domain cartoons, which is apparently, you know, a lot of people must have uploaded them from these discs that came out 20 years ago. So I was so excited to sit and watch them, and I would go home after work and I'd put one of them on and just kind of chill out and relax and watch a couple hours of these classic cartoons I remember from when I was a kid. And then I realized why so many of them are in the public domain. A lot of stuff in them that I don't think they can show at the Ground Round in 2025. A lot of racist stuff. A lot of racist stuff. Portrayals of black people, portrayals of Japanese people because there was World War II at the time. These stereotypical depictions and these propaganda cartoons. These are not something you could air today. And sometimes it's not the whole gist of the cartoon. Sometimes it just sneaks up on you in one scene. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. And anytime you screw up, anytime you mess up royally, just sing that song. Because how can you hear that song and be mad at somebody? I'm like, all right, I guess it was just a misunderstanding. I mean, not all of us are as adorable as early 1980s. Phil Collins, but doesn't mean we can't still get away with it. 508-996-0500. The early 80s, Phil Collins, Genesis. I remember listening to Genesis on the bus. The bus driver having a cassette player and playing the Invisible Touch album. Loved that album. So many hits off of it too, by the way. But it was that bus driver who told me, yeah, you like this Genesis. You should have heard old Genesis. He probably wouldn't have liked it. And I was like, old Genesis? Are you talking about like Abacab? No, I'm talking older than that. So, yeah, I'm not into the whole prog side of things. But still, that was a great album. And to hear music like that on the bus, I'll always remember it. And you could be the bus driver that gives a kid those kind of memories. Tremblay Bus Company is looking for bus drivers, bus monitors, van drivers, and it's a great way to help local kids while earning yourself some extra money. And what's great about it is you have a set schedule. So it's not like these other jobs you can get where like, oh, we need you to come in on Saturday. Oh, we need you to work second shift today. Oh, we need, you don't have to worry about any of that. You're going to know exactly what your hours are, which makes it really easy to work around your children's own schedules. In fact, that's the perfect job for a parent because you're going to be working at the time the kids are going to school. So if you're interested in finding out more, tbcbus.com. TBC, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. You can find out all about how they will train you if you want to become a bus driver. They'll train you all the information you need to know. They'll even put you through the course to get your CDL. But you've got to reach out to them, tbcbus.com, and do it soon because they're going to start looking for the next wave of bus drivers as one school year ends and the planning starts beginning for the next one. tbcbus.com and join Tremblay Bus Company. Help kids get to school and help yourself make some extra money. All right, I've got one more break. I've got to get in here before the end of the hour. We'll be back in a few. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Or what is it that angers people so much about it anyway? Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side,